Valentine's Day, some people spring for flowers or dinner at a five-star restaurant, but others go above and beyond with elaborately planned spectacles.
This year we've heard about scavenger hunts, flash mobs, and of course lovebird Brendan Jensen, who started 365 days ago and built a nigh inescapable labyrinth of devotion for his girlfriend Rose. Brendan, you just might be the best boyfriend in the whole world. Where is Rose now?
She's inside the giant maze I built for her.
Brendan hid cameras all over the maze. Hey, Rose. 365 days in the making. Is this the greatest Valentine's Day gift you've ever gotten?
Sure is. I am very excited to escape it.
Solve it, honey. You solve a labyrinth. You don't escape it.
Rose, tell us how your romantic day started.
Well, I woke up inside the maze. I didn't know where I was or how I got here.
Oh, you kept it a surprise, you old dog.
And when I came to, a video started to play.
A video?
Oh, well, let's take a look.
Happy Valentine's Day, babe. This maze is your gift. There's no way out until you solve all the love puzzles.
Did I hear that correctly? Love puzzles?
Oh, you went all out.
What can I say? I just wanted to show how much I care.
Honey, it's really hot in here.
I'm sorry, babe. Do you not like it?
No, I love it.
Rose, you've been through a lot of amazing chambers already. The corridor of 1,000 vows, the music chamber that ran out of air until you played yours and Brendan's song on a piano, the cuddle pit. What's been your favorite test so far?
I'm not sure. There have been so many rooms.
Okay, Rose, where are you now?
This one is my favorite. It's the Candelarium.
Ooh.
Honey? The walls are closing in.
Oh, good. It's working. She has to figure out what all the candles mean to our relationship.
Oh, God. I guess they could represent, I don't know.
Brendan, I gotta say, you're one heck of a fella. I'm sure there are guys out there watching and thinking, you're making us look bad.
Here's a look at what some viewers are tweeting in. Wow, this guy won Valentine's Day. Single on V-Day, but still nice to see other people trapped in labyrinths. Rose's sister told us, Rose is so lucky. Why can't I find a guy like that?
This relationship means everything to me. I just wanted to do something big.
Hey, Rose looks like she's making some progress here.
Is it one for every day since we met?
Oh my God, you got it. You're awesome. I can't wait for there to be even more candles in the chamber next year.
Oh God.
Oh, well, that's what love looks like. And that love has gone viral as Brendan's video stream is currently being watched by millions of people all over the world.
Just amazing.
Oh my God. It's our apartment. I'm home. Oh, thank God.
Where are you? It was just a set. You're actually back at the beginning. Oh, don't worry, babe. Valentine's Day isn't over yet.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
Eternal youth, the purpose of this story. My favorite Spelling family member is probably Tori. But Aaron Spelling, her pops, he was tops, but so old. His youth was arrested and never paroled. I believe the children are the children. But I believe the adults are the children too. Bigger, older, wrinklier children. Less bendier, less friendlier. But children just the same. Just children who have lost their way and now they're kind of lame. Giant children, true they are. They used to be normal size. But now it seems that having fun is something they despise. They give me guilt trips when I supersize my fries. And they wear 3 pairs of glasses because they now have ish eyes. They used to be much funner, these overgrown children. Because they were younger, but because they were willing to try different things and always be chillin'. Now, their bladder's spillin'. Can they turn back the clock? Tick tock, like a clock? Don't mock when I talk or when I tick. You're a prick. Eat my stick. Drink my quick. Pick up sticks. Chinese delivery. 40 minutes have passed, but my stomach is quivery. 40 minutes, knock knock. Who's there? Chinese. Chinese who? Chinese food. Chinese food that you order. So many damn Mexicans crossing the border. And I'm sorry, but I ordered the large mushu pork. And what are these sticks, man? I use a fork. I also thought I asked for Mongolian beef. Well, if this beef had flavor, your cook is a thief. Robbing beef of its essence. Like time does our souls. Just like Chinese food, we get worse when we're old. You can freeze us, reheat us, but we're never the same. Growing old, oldly, the culprit to blame. So don't age, it's a cage, but are you a monkey? When people grow older, they start to smell funky. See, life is full circle, much like life, or a circle. Or Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel. You see, I believe it's in here that decides if we're young. Our hair. So if you don't have too much free of it to spare, well, it means that you're old. You're an old guy. And you can try hair plugs or you can just cry. But if you want to feel just as young as you can, then fuck younger girls. Thank you.
Let me warn you that we are about to have a frank adult conversation, and you may want to get the little ones and their ears occupied with other activities for a while.
It's just beyond this door.
What is?
My playroom.
This is Peter Rosenthal, head film critic for The Onion. Today, I'll be looking at 50 Shades of Grey, the hotly anticipated film adaptation of E.L. James's erotic romance novel, and a watershed cinematic event where, for the very first time, audiences get to see a big-budget Hollywood movie show the kind of sex that regular, everyday Americans enjoy behind closed doors, with all the whippings, bondage harnesses, and pain play that ordinary people can relate to. The film follows Anastasia Steele, played by Dakota Johnson, a shy college senior, who falls in love with a mysterious billionaire, and through his instruction in the Red Room of Pain, finds release in the world of bondage, discipline, sadism, and masochism. It's an erotic coming-of-age story that's familiar to all of us from our own lives, and that honestly depicts realistic sex in the place where it actually happens, strapped into a harness in a sex chamber, not in some bed. One of the film's more remarkable scenes features Christian Grey, played by Jamie Dornan, presenting his submissive with a contract outlining the terms of her bondage. Who doesn't remember going over the fine print of their first contract, negotiating the hard and soft limits, indicating on a scale of 1 to 5 how well they can endure pain, or whether they'd be open to bladder control torture? And just think about how many times you've watched a couple in a movie kissing, and then boom, they're in bed, gyrating under some sheet. Everyone knows the rituals leading up to intercourse can take hours. You painstakingly hogtie your slave and suspend them from a hook, and adjust their iron mask so that the slits align perfectly with their lips. And yet, over and over, we're forced to watch some fraudulent pantomime of sex that looks nothing like the kind of intimacy that's shared between partners in real life. With regard to the most flagrant of fake movie sex clichés, the simultaneous orgasm, 50 Shades is especially satisfying. Finally, we see a master instructing his slave not to orgasm until she is granted permission. How many times have you suspended your disbelief during a sex scene where the couple climaxes together? Take one of Hollywood's most iconic sex scenes, Jack and Rose in the car in Titanic. You went along with it, knowing full well that in real life, Jack would have attached nipple clamps to Rose, left her in the car for a couple of hours, then returned in a mask and instructed her not to come until he had used her as he pleased. With E.L. James's barrier-breaking script, you can enjoy a Hollywood blockbuster without reading between the lines, and frankly, it's a relief. Now, are the refreshingly relatable sex scenes occasionally whitewashed? Sure. Take Mr. Gray's luxury sex dungeon. Does everyone have a designated room in their home outfitted with bondage furniture? Yes, but they sure aren't always as fancy as Mr. Gray's. Customized leather whipping benches and a polished mahogany St. Andrew's cross are certainly fun to look at, but for the majority of Americans who use socks, electrical cables, and plain old rope as restraints, the Red Room of Pain is the stuff of fantasy. As are the actors' fresh-faced appearances following the intense bondage scenes. You cry and bleed during sex. Where are the blood stains? Where's the hot wax caked onto your buttocks and thighs? But, light glamorizing aside, Fifty Shades of Grey still blows other Hollywood films out of the water for its faithful depiction of what really happens between consenting adults when the lights are off, the genital clamps are on, the ball gag is in, and the straitjacket is good and snug.
The night at a girl's house not too long ago, June of 07. It was pretty sweet. Biblically, that's pretty recent. I didn't sleep with her. It's a long story. begins and ends with she's a virgin. At least that's what she said. I don't, you could just say no. I don't know why you'd throw out the big V, you know? Telling me you're virgin's a lot like telling me you saw Bigfoot. A, I don't care. And B, I don't believe you. Well, hold on. The only reason I bring it up is because I knew going into the situation that I wasn't going to sleep with her, which I was fine with. So I was like, cool, I can get really drunk because I don't have to perform later. And she took me to a bar that was inside her apartment building. Yeah, I didn't even have to drive home. I didn't even have to walk. I could just lean against the wall till we got to the elevator, switch walls, right? So I drank Corona and Macallan all night. Yeah, I tested the limits of my liver. My liver limits. My livets. I did Corona, Macallan, one in each hand all night, passed out feeling delicious. Woke up the next morning to find out Mexico and Scotland had had a war inside my bowels. Yeah, come morning time, it was up to me to dispose of the casualties. Not a good situation for an away game. All I wanted to do was drop a deuce, smoke a bowl, go back to sleep. But she lived in a one bed, one bath, so I did not have the square footage necessary. Because virgin or not, I really like this girl. The last thing I want to do is wake her up to the smell of dead people. I had to do something. You know, she's laying right next to me. I couldn't even fart, for God's sakes. I was running out of time. I was running out of options. The PSI in my torso was reaching red line levels. A substance was going to breach an orifice, whether I liked it or not. She goes to work, right? I decide to use her shower, because given the morning I'd had, thought it might benefit everybody. Ah, been a while since I'd used a girl's shower, or anybody else's shower for that matter. Showering is not something you do at someone else's place a lot, is it? It's not like you run over to your buddy's house, I'm gonna hop in your shower real quick. The hell are you, Maverick? got back from Amsterdam. Yeah, we got so messed up in Amsterdam, we started putting Dutch suffixes on the end of all of our words. We were like, holy schmergen, I am hammergloobend. Your traffic here is ridiculous. A lot of people get pissed off in traffic. I don't. I rarely have anywhere to be. And when I have somewhere to be, I plan for traffic because I'm a f***ing adult. I understand getting mad sometimes, like if it's a Saturday and the old dude won't turn left. I get that. That dude deserves to die. People get mad in rush hour like it's the first day it ever happened. It's Tuesday at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. What the hell are all these cars doing here? So they honk their horn. Has that ever worked? Ever? Have you ever been in gridlock, honked your horn, everybody started doing 70 again? No. Like there are 18 stoners at the front of the pack. Like, oh, sorry. My bad. I was messing with my iPod. I apologize. You know what I noticed? It's always the same people that honk their horns on the highway. It's always people in crappy cars. Because think about it. Everybody in this room knows what a crappy car horn sounds like. You can call them out. You'll be on the highway like, meep, meep. Festiva, where is it? What sound does a Rolls Royce horn make? Yeah, I don't know either. No one knows. People who own a Rolls Royce don't even know. They don't even drive the thing. They sit in back and smoke weed and listen to Zeppelin. That's what I do. People who honk their horns in traffic are people who've run out of options in life. Man, it hits them. They're just like, I got a crappy car, crappy job, crappy life. Beep, beep, mother.
I think I've had enough. I might get a little drunk. I say what's on my mind. I might do a little time. 'Cause all of my kindness is taken for weakness. Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm just trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would tell me, ooh, that's all I want.
Woke up an optimist. Sun was shining, I'm positive. Talking trash.
I'm out of mystery.
Hold me back, I'm about to spaz.
Yeah, I'm about 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would drive. Ooh, that's all I want.
And I know could I be so selfish? But you called about 1,000 times, wondering where I've been. Now I know the jump tonight, thinking how could I be so reckless? But I just can't apologize. I hope you can understand.
If I go to jail tonight, promise you'll pay my bail. See, they wanna buy my pride, but that just ain't up for sale. See, all of my kindness,
it's taken for weakness. Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would tell it. Oh, that's all I want. I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday.
I was driving and I hit a kid. Yeah, don't freak out or anything. It wasn't my fault. I was texting. I didn't even see him. So, but it is, like, texting and driving is illegal now in Colorado because they say it's more dangerous than drinking and driving. Texting, more dangerous than drinking and driving, actually. I found this out the hard way. I was driving home late, like 3 in the morning a couple nights ago. Got pulled over to a texting checkpoint. I pulled in, the officer was like, sir, have you been texting tonight? I was like, officer, I sent like 1 text with dinner like 3 hours ago. I would consider myself currently texting. He was like, sir, I'm gonna ask you again, have you been texting tonight? Rolled down the window, like winks and smiley faces came flooding out all over the street. Phone flexibility test. This guy made me text the alphabet backwards. It's ridiculous. I had to go to court, hired a TUI lawyer. I like texting and driving. You ever texting and driving? Looked up and thought, yo, I didn't even look at the road in 5 minutes. I'm right in the center of my lane, but I don't know how. Remember that drive home last night. It's ridiculous. It's scary. You ever been texting at a red light? Looked up to see that the light's yellow?
They didn't know where they was going, but they knew where they was, wasn't it?
Getting old.
bell, no. Little robots in redneck town, in the process of getting home. Oh, turn
ride-sharing app everyone's talking about. Now Uber is rolling out a brand new high-end option that lets users wrest control of any car they like and drive it to their destination. The elite option is called Uber Seize, and it locates nearby vehicles for riders to stop so they can throw out the current driver and claim the car for themselves. Uber hopes the new option will appeal to customers who don't mind a higher price point for the luxury of immediate service.
It's the ultimate experience. Our mission at Uber is to let you take complete control of your transportation by any means necessary. And you can choose the car that you commandeer based on an array of information, including the model of the vehicle, how strong or weak the driver is. We make sure that every one of our drivers can be carjacked at any time without warning. That's what makes Uber unique.
The new service has already been introduced in a handful of U.S. cities.
They're just trying something new. I've been driving with Uber for a while now, and they're always...
Uber?
What? Nope.
I tried Uber Seize for myself, and it was a great ride. The car pulled up, I strangled the driver with my bare hands on the spot, and now he's dead and the car is mine. Next up, could the future of television be a bunch of tiny TVs that you crush up into your drink?
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
It's like the best show ever!
I grew up homeschooled, everybody. No, hey, listen, a lot of people make fun of homeschool. I don't, okay? To me, it was like the goodest thing that ever happened to me. So. I was homeschooled first to eighth grade, and then my parents sent me to public school. How's that a plan for a kid? Like, how are we going to prepare John for public school, huh? How about a bowl cut and a learning disability? That'll be... I was so sheltered growing up, I didn't realize how sheltered I was till last time I went home. I was looking through an old photo album. I saw a picture of me and my brother in the bathtub together. You guys, I was 17. I grew up in church. My dad's a pastor. I got a bunch of opportunities as a kid to go in a bunch of different third world countries on mission trips growing up. I've been to like Uganda, Guatemala, New Jersey. Just, yeah, sir. We did it. It is. The world's ending, you guys. The world is ending. I'm freaking out. I read an article that said the most popular baby name for a baby girl this year could be Barista. I didn't have a joke for that. I'm just reporting the news. You got what? Like, way to set your kid up for a lifetime of success. Like, here's our daughter Barista. Here's our son Fry Cook. Just name your kid a normal name. I was eating dinner the other day. The server, not lying, her name tag said waitress. I was like, excuse me, waitress? She's like, it's Watrice. Okay, I was like. That's what it's come to, you guys. Wow. I'm just saying, name your kid a normal name. What's your name, man? Emma, normal name, what's your name? No, okay, never mind. Yeah, never mind. I'm just saying, my dad named every kid in our family a Bible name. Every kid. I'm like, parents, just because you name a kid a Bible name doesn't mean he's going to be a good kid. I'm pretty sure in sixth grade a kid named Jesus stole my bike.
I stayed up till 5 a.m. again. For Facebook stalking my more successful friends. Jack's got a house,
chains in Tangier. I made $11,000 last year. Your girlfriend's a 10 and mine's not even real. Facebook stalking my more successful friends. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Ooh, hi, 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 hi.
Jeff just got cast on an HBO show. I'm on my ass watching HBO Go, but I can't pay attention cause I'm checking my phone. Facebook stalking my more successful friends. You got 99 likes on a pic on Throwback Thursday of you doing hover hand with Helen Hunt. My timeline's dead year-round, except my birthday.
Oh, so sad!
And I haven't had a friend request in months. But I only get half the story when I'm fluff-a-fluff-a-fluff-a Facebook stalking my more successful friends. Jack's new house just got repossessed. Jake to jail in Tangier for writing fake checks. HBO got Zach Braff and fired poor Jeff. And Jeff's cat just got feline AIDS. But da-da-da-da, meow, meow, meow.
That's the worst kind of AIDS there is.
They all make you look like they're living the dream. Nobody's life is as cool as it seems. You can bet your sweet ass they're just as lonely as me. Facebook stalking my more successful friends. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Facebook stalking my more successful friends.
Listen, I think homeschool, that might be the solution. Homeschool might be the way, because I know some kids. They're 4 and 5 years old. My buddy asked them to come out and watch his kids play soccer. I got out there 3 minutes late, walk out of the soccer field. I'm like, hey, what's the score? My buddy goes, we don't keep score here. Mm-mm. All these kids are winners. You do that here in St. Louis? I was like, all these kids are winners. That kid's got his jersey on inside out and he's chasing a butterfly. That kid's not a winner. It's just not even made up. They've outlawed the use of red pen in the school district because red is too aggressive of a color for kids. For real, they're going to see the color red and be reminded of their failures. When they get older, they're going to see red and be insecure. I don't even have a joke for that. I'm just reporting the news. What? Like, here was the grading system for all of us coming through school. A, B, C, D, F. Like, we skipped a letter to make sure kids knew they were failures. You can't give a kid an E for more effort? No. F. Failure. Like, one time in high school, I got an F with an exclamation point on it. Just... Kids need to learn to succeed and fail, right, everybody? Yeah. I think it's good for a kid to create a culture of failure in his life so then he can get older and play for the Rams. You know what I'm saying? I've been waiting a year to tell that joke, you guys. I was like, where is he going with this one? I'm just saying, kids need to learn to succeed and fail. It's good for kids. My neighborhood this year, no more diving board at the pool. No more diving board, because last summer some idiot kid tried to go off the diving board with his eyes closed. That's not the time to laugh. Wow, okay. Ha-ha, kids getting hurt, yeah. Slow down, man. Wow. Kid went over to the diving board with his eyes closed, landed on the concrete, and they were like... They were like, no more diving board. It's not safe for kids. America, that is not the solution, okay? If kids want to be idiots, we got to start weeding some of these kids out. Come here, buddy. Yeah. I'm just saying there's no trampolines, there's no bike ramps, there's no diving boards, and you wonder why you got grown men walking around in skinny jeans. I'm just saying. Some people are just dumb these days, you guys. You ever seen somebody and you're like, really? And they do something stupid and they get hurt and they're like, God's just really testing me. I'm like, no, that's gravity, okay? That's not. I mean, I'm a Christian, but I look at some people sometimes and I'm like, even Jesus ain't taking that wheel. Jesus probably would, but no. Take your wheel and your rims. Just, what? No. Wow. Don't cheer for that. I'm just saying, kids need to learn. That's my premise, you guys. Kids need to learn. Anybody seen a trampoline in 2014? You seen a new trampoline? My buddy's got one. It's got like 360-degree netting around the whole thing, you know? Padding on everything metal. There's like an escalator to get up onto that thing. So we don't want any kids getting hurt on the trampoline. Like, I'm pretty sure when I was growing up, you would get tetanus just climbing onto the trampoline. Remember trampolines, springs be popping off, hitting kids in the face? I'm a skinny kid. I got double bounces, not made up. Double bounce landed with a spring right between my legs. And none of the kids stopped jumping. The spring was still going like this. My dad saw the whole thing. He's like, walk it off. I was like, oh, God. Not anymore, you guys. 2 weeks ago, I was driving down my neighborhood, not made up. I saw two kids jumping on a trampoline with helmets on. Like, we used to pull the trampoline up to the house, get the neighborhood fat kid on the roof to try to bounce us into the neighbor's pool.
When I was a little boy, they used to laugh at the minibus. We were special, wasn't many of us. Where did we get to go all day? We went to Happy Land. See me pressed up on the glass, smiling, waving my hand. Unlike y'all in a hurry, trying to get to go where you go. Our little special yellow bus, rip through town extra slow. We don't get shot in our class, we happy all damn day. You see the little yellow bus coming fuck out the way.
I'm in the little yellow bus, who wants us to pick him up? Come on,
scoop us up, come on and scoop us up.
I'm in the little yellow bus, who wants us to pick him up? Come on,
scoop us up, come on and scoop us up.
All these kids never see me, I waggle my penis. I'm riding in the little yellow bus, cause I'm a genius. We got our own class, and y'all ain't got the pass. You might see us through the window if you cut across the grass, but that's all you will get. We are some high level fish. Get back to your class with the masses where you're easy to forget. I'm in the little yellow bus, riding on that slapping, oblivious to the wicked world outside and what's happening.
I'm on the little yellow bus, you wanna ride with me? Come on,
scoop us up.
When we gripping by, cause we in here wildin'. We living out of roast, all y'all worry about styling. We riding on past, sometimes haters try to diss us, but we so happy we can't help but let it miss us. We floating off the chain, we ain't gotta maintain. We in our little yellow bus, cause we ain't the same. We out here bending corners, and we ain't fit up with stress. And where we headed, that's for only us to know and you to guess.
I'm on the little yellow bus, who wants us to pick him up? Come on,
scoop us up, come on and scoop us up.
I'm on the little yellow bus, who wants us to pick him up? Come on,
scoop us up, come on and scoop us up.
I'm on the little yellow bus, who wanna ride with me? Come on,
scoop us up, come on and scoop us up.
I'm on the little yellow bus, who
the first of the month, wrote the check, gave it to my roommate. He goes, dude, what is this, bro? I was like, it's the rent check. He goes, everybody knows this. When you write a check, you gotta write it all the way to the end of the line so no one writes in any extra money. I was like, dude, who's gonna cash a check for $587 and $1 million? Can I get this one cashed? No. It used to be cash was a sign of like wealth and prosperity, you know what I'm saying? Now it's just a sign of a poor credit score. You got a bunch of cash on you, either like a drug dealer, bankrupt, or you're from Gastonia or something. There's no need. One guy booed that joke. You're outnumbered here tonight. Sorry. I was like, I can tell that joke downtown, the bus probably didn't come this far, so. Nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, no one's even using cash anymore. No one using cash anymore. No one using checks anymore. I'm just saying, it's 2013. It's time we take the president's faces off the currency. Think about it, you guys. George Washington was a committed, married, Christian man. If he had any idea how we were spending $1 bills these days, he'd be ticked. I'm just saying, update the system a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Take Abe Lincoln off the $5 bill and just put Jared from Subway on the front of that thing. Yeah, update the system. I figured while I was thinking about it, we could probably put Barack Obama's face on all the change. I should have probably Googled how Charlotte feels about things before I said that joke. Nah, I did not like, that's just a clever play on words, you know what I'm saying? If you wanted to be the face of change, we can get that done. Okay, see ya. Liberal or conservative, it doesn't matter to me. Does anyone have this friend that no matter what bad happens in their life, they just find a way to blame Barack Obama for it? You know that guy? What is this, man, a parking ticket? You know what that is? Barack Obama trying to tax the middle class. I'm like, dude, you're parked backwards in a fire lane right now. Plus, what do you know about the middle class? You work at Quiznos, bro. I don't think so. My buddy, we were driving in the day, he dropped a phone call. I was like, dude, there's no cell phone service out here, man. You know what that is? Barack Obama trying to take away our freedom of speech. I was like, nah, dude, you got a cricket phone, bro.
Jack Barrow en jou moeder's huisie.
Jy denk jy's cooler as ekke.
Want jy rook Yves Saint Laurent sigarette.
Jy denk jy's cooler as ekke.
Want jy het 'n tattoo van 'n slang op jou tette.
Jy denk jy's cooler as ekke.
Want jy het een plakkaat van Led Zeppelin, wo jou be?
Jy denk jy's cooler as ek.
Want jy's elke jaar by die J&B Mac. Jy's ou nies, ek kom met rou beats. Jy lê en wag, ek gaan soek iets. Jy's iced tea, ek's wit blitz. Jy's light beer, ek spirits. Jy's die ou met die new fresh look. Ek's die ou met die pep stores broek. Ek watch jou, ek koekeloer ouds. Jy voel het nog win in koekemoer jokes. Ek's fantasties, jy's spasties. Ek vat aan poppies, jy rock aan kleinkies. Jy's Tim Foster, ek's Chris Edwards. Jy's in die bosse, ek rol in die fitness. Jy's boring soos liekies om die kampvier. My stel sleek sneek siekies soos een vampier. Jou stel slaat sag soos een marshmallow. Meisie skreef en ek
Jy denk jy's cooler as ekke.
Want jy hang som met models en ek hang som met slette.
Jy denk jy's cooler as ekke.
Want ek's een rapper en jy sing een falsette.
Jy denk jy's cooler as ekke.
Want ek rij op met die bus en jy vlieg op met een jet.
Jy denk jy's cooler as ekke.
Want jy rij in een Peugeot 206. Jy rol met een cellfoon in jou pen. Ek rol nog met een 3310. My style gooi sexy correct. Jy dra nog damn Mr. Price red.
As ek instap, skrik die hele blerrie bar. Jy kry nog elke dag geld by jou ma. Ek los die hele jol pap nat. As jy instap, begin die hele jolly pad van. Ek's Amerika, jy's Irak. Ek laat jou jou bed nat maak. Ek's a big pain, jy's a mondblank. Jy loop rond met wit skuim op jou mondrand. Ek's original, jy's gekopy. Ek's a flashdraad, jy's a floppy. Jy maak of jy alles het, maar jy's fake. Jack Sparrow, bro, ek lewe soos 'n straatmeis.
Jy dink jy's cooler as ek.
Want jy drink by Kudeta en ek drink by die dekker.
Jy dink jy's cooler as ek.
Want jy's die gentleman, bro, ek's die pretter.
Jy dink jy's cooler as ek.
Want ek hou vakansie in Hartenbos en jou vakansie in Quebec.
Jy dink jy's cooler as ek.
Omdat jy die nieuwe issue van One Small Seed het. Jack Sparrow, bro, ek is woes. Jy eet kaviaar en couscous. Ek drink klipdrif, jy drink Peroni. Jy het vriende in Swede, ek het vriende in Benoni. Ek koop al my kleren by die local pep store, save more. Jy koop al jou blerrie kleren by Ice Store. Jy dra net fancy polo shirts. Shame, jy luister na die dirty skirts. My naam's Sparrow, dik heavy uitgeskollie. Jy like soos Jeremy the Tolly. Jack Sparrow, die life van die party. Jy dra net easy Miyagi. Jy's too cool for school, ek's mos kief. Ek's grasshoppers, jy's lekker sportief. Jy laat die koek flop, ek laat die huis reis. Jou meisie het 'n foto van my op haar spyskas.
Jy dink jy's cooler as ek.
Want jy rook Yves Saint Laurent sigarette.
Jy dink jy's cooler as ek.
Want jy het 'n tattoo van 'n slang op jou tete.
Jy dink jy's cooler as ek.
Want jy het 'n plakkaat van Led Zeppelin bo jou bed.
Jy dink jy's cooler as ek.
Want jy's elke jaar by die J&B Met. Jack Sparrow.
Very powerful stuff. What more do you want?
Do y'all have different books of the Bible than I do? Are y'all Gideons? Who are the Gideons? Ever met one? No. Ever seen one? No. But they're all over the world putting Bibles in hotel rooms. Every hotel room. This Bible was placed here by a Gideon. When? I've been here all day. I ain't seen I saw the housekeeper come and go. I saw the minibar guy come and go. I've never laid eyes on a Gideon. What are they, ninjas? Where are they? Where are they from? Gidea? What the fuck are these people? I'm going to capture a Gideon. I'm going to make that my hobby. I am. I'm going to call the front desk one day. Yeah, I don't seem to have a Bible in my room.
I'm a Gideon style. I'm a Gideon style. When I wait and stop on while now. Hit a go thread in a this ya, I'm a Gideon. Fire a go burn in a this ya, I'm a Gideon. Table a go turn in a this ya, I'm a Gideon. Hit a go red in a this ya, I'm a Gideon. Because the poor man out a door, he might eat sugar cane. While the rich man in a house, I drink champagne. It a go red in a this ya, I'm a Gideon. I go burn in a this ya, I'm a Gideon. Table I go turn in a this ya, I'm a Gideon. Because it don't mention in a revelation. Say all the older one of it is the young one. I go trade in a this ya, I'm a Gideon. I go burn in a this ya, I'm a Gideon. Sweat off it run in a this ya, I'm a Gideon. Because the poor man out a door, he might eat roast lamb. While the rich man in a house under air condition. I go trade in a this ya, I'm a Gideon. It a go burn in a this ya, I'm a Gideon. Sweat it off it run in a this ya, I'm a Gideon. If love was a thing that your money couldn't buy, the rich man who don't live, I and I would a die. And only poor people them will stand up and fight. I go red in a this ya, I'm a Gideon. Fire I go burn in a this ya, I'm a Gideon. So watch out, watch out, watch the word from your mouth. Watch out, Watch out, watch your word from your mouth. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Father. Slang of the lily, until it a go dread. In a this ya armor Gideon, fire off the bone. In a this ya armor Gideon, earth run red. In a this ya armor Gideon, because it done mention in a revelation. Say all the older one, off it is the young one. I go red. In a this ya armor Gideon, fire I go bone. In a this ya armor Gideon, because the poor man out I know in my weeping tears, while the rich man in a house I drink cold beer. The poor man out a door, he ma weep and a wife, while the rich man in a house, he ma sip him pipe. He tag a trade in a this ya Armageddon. Fire a go burn in a this ya Armageddon. Table a go turn in a this ya Armageddon. Earth run red in a this ya Armageddon. The Armageddon style, slang bradilly Armageddon style.
Now, gofindtheothers.com.
We gotta spread this stuff around. Let's put it on the internet.